is Octavia, and this is my astrology podcast. Thanks so much for being here. Today, I'm recording on Thursday, the 10th of February, 2022 at 3:32 p.m. And this is a really exciting episode. I'm taking a big leap, and I obviously, for some of you who may already be aware and be actually watching this instead of just listening on the podcast, I'm going to be doing video now. So it's been a big journey to get to this point, to this moment. I'm, really stoked to actually just start putting up the charts of the transits as I talk through them, because I've found it's a really lovely way to learn about astrology, is to actually hear someone describing the transits and being able to just kind of look at what that looks like on a chart at the same time. So that's what I'm working toward. This transmission, I'm recording on my laptop, so the video quality is pretty crap. But this is the first one, and so I chose to do it this way because I could still use the mic and the sound quality would still be nice, because if you're anything like me, then you likely don't really care as much on YouTube about the video quality, so long as it sounds good. So that's what the deal is for now, and I have this new lovely cable that's gonna help my microphone get along with my iPhone, so the next video will likely be a lot crispier, cleaner, and just much nicer to experience. So thanks for hanging in there with me for this first beginning, trial run. I've recently downloaded an incredible calendar integration that I got from Rebecca Gordon Astrology. She's phenomenal. She's an incredible astrologer. She's been doing it for a long time, and now she primarily teaches other astrologers. And anyway, she came up with a calendar which actually has, you can integrate it into your calendar if this is something you really like to keep up with. And it will show you the day time of all the big transits that are happening. So that being said, today I'm excited to speak about some big astrological stuff that is cooking up for us all. And I'm going to talk through the next several days, today being the 10th of February. Exactly a week from today, we'll have the new moon in Leo on the 17th. And that's going to coincide with Mars and Venus conjoining at the same time in the sign of Capricorn. And Mars, they're traveling together for this month, and they're going to come together exact for the full moon, and then they're going to come together again at the beginning of March at 0 degrees Aquarius, which is very exciting. I'm going to talk about that degree, 0 degrees Aquarius, because it very much relates to some other big benchmark moments in the pandemic timeline. March being the 2-year anniversary of the pandemic. So it's going to be a big cook up, if you will, to the closing up of a chapter. And you're likely already having this experience on some level of feeling things coming up and having to get cleaned up, and then, you know, sort of getting wrapped up. And, you know, there's a lot of stuff that's getting revealed right now in a really big way on a personal level and societal level. So I'm going to delve into that stuff as well, and what that can look like, and how we can actually continue to use these influences to align with what's going on, and with minimal struggle and fallout and minimal stress as well. So Mars and Venus will conjoin at 0 degrees Aquarius on March 6th. So Mars and Saturn 2 years ago in April 2020 came together 0 degrees Aquarius on April 1st. Now this is when everyone was going into lockdown, like half the world was in lockdown. at that point. And so that was like a turning point, you know, where everything that came before that changed in an instant worldwide. So that was 0 degrees, Mars and Saturn came together. And then in December, on the 20th of December 2020, 0 degrees Aquarius is where the Jupiter-Saturn conjunction happened. And that was when the vaccines were rolled out. Literally the 20th, they started rolling them out at the beginning of December. On the 20th is when they started the rollout of people who were not frontline care workers to be vaccinated, the general population. So that was the next stage. That was when everything else was like, okay, now this is all changing. It was lockdowns and then it was vaccines. 0 degrees Aquarius, 0 degrees Aquarius. So again, Mars and Venus are going to conjoin here. 0 degrees Aquarius at the beginning of March on the 6th. Now, the other thing, Pluto, when Pluto enters Aquarius in 2023, in March of next year, it's going to station retrograde at the same degree, at like 0.1 degree of Aquarius. So come March 6th, things are going to be very different to how they've been. And I don't know what that's going to look like. But what we're doing now is preparing us for what's to come that we haven't even really seen yet. We're having to go over and over all this shit that we're in. Because, as I've said previously, we can't start something new until everything's been addressed about what came before. Then we can move forward. So Mars and Venus have, it's so interesting because Mars and Venus, this has been in the background of my awareness. You know, it's not something I particularly have been looking, I haven't been looking at the Mars and Venus stuff to try to extract some meaning out of it. And there's been some stuff that's come up for me around these archetypes of the masculine and the feminine, which even for me, like, I don't know, I find that to be a little bit contrived and overly simplistic, so I thought, up until the last few days. And, you know, it's just interesting because Mercury tomorrow is making its last conjunction, the third out of third with Pluto. And, you know, when things happen multiple times, like especially three times, and this often happens in astrology, like planets will, if, you know, a planet goes retrograde and then goes back direct, especially two planets will often have three passes with each other. And this law of thirds, of law of three, is really potent. I mean, it's, you know, it's in everything. You know, we can even, you know, fairy tale, simple child storybook stuff, like the three little pigs. It's like they built the first one out of straw and then it fell apart. They built the second one. It was a little bit better, but it still didn't work. And then they built the third one and they had it, you know, figured out. So there's something to this Mercury and Pluto, because Pluto is, you know, we've had to really face our fears on such a deep level in the last several weeks and months. You know, we've had Mercury retrograde in Capricorn, then we had Venus retrograde before that, and now we've got Venus and Mercury direct, and now Mars has joined in, and it's just shifting. It's like we've been in this state of transformation, of looking at our lives in a very different way, and having very different feelings and understandings about like what can stay and what can't. And, you know, I think it's important to name as well that we are all in trauma right now. You know, on a physiological level, the last time that we were in a scenario like this, which so more so like lockdown. So when we were all in lockdown for whatever period of time, depending on where, what country you're in, the only thing that on a physiological level that we've done like that, historically is wartime. You know, it's like when you can't leave the house except for a certain reason and you can only go to a certain place at a certain time, all that sort of stuff. Physiologically, like, you know, and with epigenetics, we can really understand now the degree to which what we've experienced in previous generations, it still lives within our bodies on a cellular level. Like we, you know, they have that, those experiments that they've done where they, I think it was something really like heartbreaking, like they gave bunnies like maraschino cherries and then shocked them, like electrocuted them, and then the bunnies had like the rabbits had baby bunnies, and then their bunnies had, you know, grandchildren bunnies and they would not touch cherries. I'm probably butchering that a bit, but that was the gist of it. It was like two generations later those rabbits understood without even knowing what, why the hell they would not want a cherry, they wouldn't go near it. So I think that we need to, we have to look at the reality of like physiologically, we are all in trauma. Like we are all falling back on our survival mechanisms and perhaps even things that are within us from another time, another generation that may be coming into play here. And I think understanding that when we are in a mode, you know, and now we're coming into, it's like we're not even in wartime anymore where we're in lockdown and like in protection mode. We're actually just having to cut loose and go out into the world again, which is great. It's necessary, of course, but there's a lot that comes with it physiologically, and the stakes are higher, and you know, we're all just seeing things differently. Okay, so we're gonna have the full moon's exact on the 17th, but we'll be feeling the full moon on the 16th, so next Wednesday night. And I want to talk about the lead up into this full moon and how this Mercury Pluto third and final conjunction may be showing up, and also the Venus and Mars conjunction. So they will be exact on the 16th, so on the Wednesday as well. And it's a big call to action. That we're really going to be seeing and feeling more and more in this lead up to it. And the moon is right now in Gemini for the first time without the North Node there. So yeah, it just feels a little different, like communication. I don't know about you all, but it's been, we've had Uranus trining, Mars trining Uranus this week, which is a beautiful, like harmonious, it's just like, the thing that, that is really working right now that I've been feeling overall, like the undercurrent of what's really alive in the astrology right now, in my experience, has been the my willingness to, and I spoke a bit about this in the previous episodes where I discussed Mars and Capricorn, is just being willing to try something else, to try something new, to look at it with a an honest and real point of view of whether or not something's working. And again, like we are in this traumatized kind of state right now where we really fucking don't want to change. Like, we really, there's, and this is where, like, getting down to the nitty gritty, and the thing about Pluto, Mercury, it's like, this is the third time, and it's really fucking powerful. Like, Pluto is showing us all the shit that, you know, and if you don't want to see it, then I would say don't go looking, because you will probably get way more than you're bargaining for. So, but this is the nature, the deep investigative, you know, Mercury ruling thought and communication and words and consciousness, but also the monkey mind, you know, and Pluto ruling the underworld and fear. There's plenty of folks who say that Pluto can be hard to connect to on a personal level. Now, depending on where Pluto is in your chart, I think that Pluto's a really helpful, like, all of these influences, there's no such thing as a bad planet, a bad influence. Even with the hard aspects that are with the malefics, if you have that in your chart, or if it's happening in life, it's just a part of life, an influence where you can say, okay, I just need to bring my A game to this, because this is asking more of me in a very specific way, and I can become aware, and then I can meet it, you know? And so Mercury conjoining Pluto, like, whatever you're being shown right now, you've seen before, it isn't new, it isn't easy to look at, and it's probably getting gnarlier. But at the same time, weirdly, it's probably, as it's getting gnarlier, it's getting less shocking. It's like, yeah, okay, mm-hmm. Right, of course, on Saturday, February 12th, over the weekend, the moon's going to go into Cancer, and Mercury's going to make that conjunction to Pluto. It's not going to fill us with terror anymore, and whatever we were afraid of 2 months ago, because Mercury came together with Pluto at the end of December, and then again at the end of January, and it's coming together again for the third time now. Whatever has come up and come up over the last 2 months, 3 months, by this point, we know it well. And we've seen different iterations of it and had to address that within ourselves and how that's landed for us. And on Saturday, during this, when this third conjunction happens, Moon will be in Cancer, and everyone's gonna have to be faced with whatever this last, you know, deep, ugly kind of thing is, this piece that we've seen before, but not quite like this. And it's going to hit us all on a feeling level, Moon being in Cancer. And depending on how it lands, folks are going to either feel like really protective, which this can be one side of Cancer, like, Cancer is very complex, and with the moon here, it is complex, but there is this protective, you know, the crab, it's hard on the outside, mushy on the inside, and it's like, it can be this mechanism of like freezing and just wanting to protect and stay fixed. Because again, it's really difficult. There are places in our lives where it may feel like if we change that part of us, we may die. And that's physiological. Like, that is really hard to overcome, those sorts of responses that are coming in right now. But Monday, the Cancer moon will oppose Pluto. So it's just going to be this feeling of being at odds with what we've had to fucking look at. Being like, okay, but what, like, how the fuck, what am I supposed to do with that? Like, how does that relate to me? And it's probably going to activate us, some part of us that we really don't want to be bothered by, with. We don't want anyone poking at or looking at. It's going to be a sensitive point that's pushed. And, you know, for me, like, seeing stuff like this and experiencing what I've experienced, I really trust it, you know, when there's a lot of things in my life, let's say when I'm getting a response from multiple people that's the same, and it's more than two, let's say, or three, and everyone's sort of saying the same thing, then I can't really point the finger, can I? Because if they're all different people saying the same thing to me, the commonality is me, not them. So I think this is a moment where we have to do some, it's kind of like weightlifting, like self-reflection, like weightlifting, like, ooh, I really don't want to fucking look at it. You know, this is Mercury's conjoining Pluto for the third pass, and then Moon in Cancer, it's like, yeah, I don't want to look at it. I certainly don't want to feel it, but fuck, here it is. But we are going to be rewarded for this because, you know, the Moon opposing Pluto on Monday in Cancer, and then Tuesday, Mercury's going to re-enter Aquarius, right? 0 degrees Aquarius. So whatever we contend with this weekend, whatever we're in right now, we just kind of have to go through that process. And it's not going to be fun or pretty, but it's nothing new and it's nothing we can't handle. And I think this is one of those moments where your willingness, our willingness to meet what we are given right now and challenged by, is going to reward us just as much as we're willing to put in, we're going to get back. I mean, this is the other law of threes. It's like anything that you do comes back to you threefold. So I think it's good to remember. It's good to remember that this is all it's preparing us for something so much bigger, this new chapter. That the more of this work that we do, this muck that we plow through, the better off we're going to be. And so Mercury's going to re-enter Aquarius, giving us some clarity. Mercury's finally leaving Capricorn again. On the next day, Wednesday, it's a full moon. It's going to be in the sign of Leo. The sun's in Aquarius. 27 degrees Leo is where the moon will be. And this full moon is going to square the nodes in Scorpio and Taurus. So that's going to create for this full moon what's called a grand cross in fixed signs. And this is going to do a few things, but one thing we will get from this full moon, because it's going to be squaring the nodes, is we're going to have a glimpse into what eclipse season is going to bring in May. And depending on if you have any late degree fixed signs in your chart, you're definitely going to be feeling the intensity of this full moon extra. So, and there's another aspect to this full moon that I wanted to mention. It's actually going to be at the highest latitude above the sun. It's like at this pinnacle point in the sky, and it's also in Leo. And because it's in this configuration of this grand cross in fixed signs, it's really going to be a time when it's going to be a full moon that's really volatile, it's really hot, and people are going to want to react, particularly because we've had this lead up from Mercury Pluto, and then Moon going into Cancer, and then the Moon going into Leo, and then having the full moon. I mean, this is a big climax, really, of everything that we've been working toward up to this point. And like, I think that for this full moon, whatever you experience is going to be reflected and magnified in either, you know, relief and, you know, because Leo is all about like, this is who I am, and boom, here it is. Like, this is my heart. This is what I care about. And you know, that's that. And I think with what we've all moved through with this extended Venus retrograde, with Pluto and Mercury retrograde, it's like, this is our like coming out moment. It's like, fuck, this is actually who I am. Like I'm being purified. Like I've done all this work on my life and my relationships and what I value. And, you know, whatever we've been doing in the last recent weeks and months, we're gonna either be elevated and uplifted by this full moon, or we will feel completely imprisoned by it. And because it's fixed signs, it's a grand cross in fixed signs, you know, there's a lot of stuff that's gonna like be unyielding. And I think, you know, there's a lot of folks out there, the people who are suffering the most right now, I think are the ones who are really deeply entrenched in how it was and wanting it to stay how it was. Because everything is shifting. It's just, you know, it's like trying to battle the ocean current. Like there's, you know, but this configuration, this grand fixed cross, it's like people are going to dig their heels in, because it's a really strong, you know, and the moon's nodes being in Taurus and Scorpio, south node in Scorpio, it's like, again, this is like, okay, whatever we're fucking ready to get rid of, I've really got to stop swearing as much, but whatever we're ready to release, like the whatever's been draining us from our story, our lives, whatever it may be, this is when we will feel the direct relationship between, okay, this is what I'm letting go of, this is what I'm cutting loose, and whew, wow, I have all this energy now. Like, I have so much space freed up to do something else with. And this is what this is kind of bringing in. It's like, this is why it's been worth it. You know, we've been in the deep retrograde cycle with Venus, looking at what we value and like looking at what we desire. And Mars is overtaking Venus on this same day. And this is the other reason that I'm saying for the full moon, that it's going to be hot. People are going to want to take action because Mars is actually caught up now, will have caught up on Wednesday of next week with the full moon. So people are just going to like, they're going to want to react. They're going to want to take action, right? And depending on where that desire is coming from, will have a lot to do with it. And the folks who are, you know, more hesitant to adapt and change to everything, you know, just give them a bit of space on this day. If that's not something, you know, this is, it's so important. This is North Node in Taurus. Like, the more vigilant we can be with ourselves about what we value now and saying, you know, and this isn't a judgment, to be really clear, because I have a lot of compassion for folks who are in that space of, and I've certainly been in that myself, like I'm not above it by any stretch, because I feel the places in myself where I am fixed and I really don't want to change. And so I think this is something, it's not like us and them, you know, there are parts, all of us are probably willing and unwilling on many levels to change or not change. But I think that we have to be really clear with ourselves now. And this is also full moon in Leo is like, yeah, this is what I love. This is what I care about. And this is how I'm showing up for it. So we can look at like, you know, and we aren't as easily like pulled into stuff that we don't really care about now. Because what we've all been through with the pandemic, you know, when the North Node was in Gemini, it was a lot easier to get bogged down in data and, you know, news and all the crap that's just been pouring in. But, you know, since the nodes have changed signs a few weeks back, like everyone's a bit more pulled back from all of it. You know, it's kind of like, okay, enough's enough. I need to really get back to my life now. Thanks. And we can trust that impulse, you know, and to say, like, I'm not really willing to hear, you know, certain things anymore, and from different people as well. It's like just being more boundaried with what we're allowing to come in and what we're engaging with, I think, is really something we can lean into right now, right? We have the support for this. And so the following day, after the full moon, the sun's going to move into Pisces, which is such good news. I mean, Jupiter, poor. So Jupiter's in Pisces. The sun's going to join Jupiter, is, you know, Jupiter, the great benefic, in its home sign of Pisces. And the sun has been in its sign of detriment in Aquarius with Saturn, like such a buzzkill, Captain Buzzkill, in his home sign. And so the sun, like, this is just going to give us all a big lift, because of that shift from the sun having to contend with Saturn in its sign of detriment to being in the sign of Pisces with the great benefic in its home sign. Another thing I wanted to touch on is that the more we can take risks right now toward what we value, and this is something I got into in one of the first episodes I recorded about the Venus retrograde, and this is something I've been feeling really deeply and it keeps showing up lately, is like anything I do to take steps toward, you know, I having the awareness of like what isn't working, and then saying, okay, like maybe I need to have a conversation with people in my life about whatever it may be. And then like something really miraculous coming in, you know, and this is kind of what Pluto does. And also Jupiter in Pisces, it's like whatever is promoting life force for you and for everyone, if you move toward that right now, you will get support 100%. And this has been my experience, and this is, I see it in the astrology, you know. Pluto can be ruthless. It's like Kali. But only when change is resisted does Pluto get nasty. When we're moving with the current of change and with it and allowing it, and then we can get carried through what we're in, and support will emerge. This is Jupiter in Pisces. It's like, so if we're willing to go into those spaces that we don't want to go into within ourselves, the parts of us we really don't want to change, and just having a look at them and asking, you know, getting curious about not wanting to look at them even. And being able to connect with folks who feel, you know, that you feel safe with, that you can have these conversations with that are a higher gradient, you know, where you can really get into some deeper inquiry. Like, it's just so supported right now with Mercury conjoining Pluto, you know, any kind of writing, research. Yeah, like, if you're writing a book, if you're anything with writing and research, like, I mean, like I said, you may get more than you bargain for. So I would say be intentional about what you're looking for, because you could kind of go into a hole and then, you know, which may, I don't know, you may need that. But yeah, I think that's about it, guys. One last quote I want to end with from the I Ching. It's from Hexagram 51, the arousing shock thunder. And the quote is, when a person has learned within their heart what fear and trembling mean, they are safeguarded against any terror produced by outside influences. So thanks again for being here. Thanks for listening and watching. You can find me on Instagram. I also have a Patreon page I'm going to be updating, and I will have more paid content on there soon. If you'd like to reach me, _Octavia at if you'd like to reach me on Instagram, you can find me at _OctaviaCarney. And if you'd like to book a reading, you can find my offerings in my bio on Instagram. Thanks again, guys. And until next week, stay safe, well, and wise.